Welcome back to Stupid State Stories, where the government proves daily that it has the fiscal discipline of a college freshman with a stolen credit card.
Today's story, the Department of Government Efficiency, a bold new initiative to make government work better, by which we mean, drumroll please, bureaucrats browbeating other bureaucrats about how to bureaucrat better while firing employees who keep the lights on.
Because obviously the best way to streamline a bloated, inefficient mess is to slap another layer of bullshit on top of it while simultaneously eliminating the people who do the actual work.
It's like giving a drunk driver a flat tire, a second steering wheel, and saying, here's one for the road. Remember to go fast.
But they say this isn't just any government program. This is a cost-cutting initiative, which, as we all know, means it's going to cost a lot. The problem isn't the employees. It's the mandates handed down from on high. Fire everyone in a questionably constitutional department like DOGE. And the mandate to be efficient still lingers. Except now, it's a ghost ship. Same mission, same budget, no crew, and way less effective.
Right. Here's the thing, dear listeners. Government inefficiency isn't caused by lazy employees or outdated office printers. It's not even about Karen from accounting who takes 3-hour lunch break. Those may be symptoms, but the rot is elsewhere. The problem is perverse incentives.
Yep, basic public choice. Representatives spend money like they just got diagnosed with terminal YOLO because, with the notable exception of Thomas Massey, they're just like you and me, only without a sense of shame. They make promises we can't afford, fund programs they don't understand, then throw money at problems they created in the first place. Their first priority is to get reelected. That's it.
Then, as the debt blows up into something resembling your girlfriend, they feign a mandate and invent something like DOGE to make it look like they care. We're getting the democracy we asked for, good and hard.
It's like handing a drowning man a bucket of water and calling it a life raft. Also, the man isn't drowning. He's being waterboarded. That there is an enhanced efficiency technique. Real efficiency means less government, fewer rules, fewer programs, fewer actual dollars spent in the budget. Speaking of budgets, surely after all of the high-profile cuts, we have a reduced budget, right? Right?
Bless your naive little heart. Congress just passed a CR promising to spend more money than they've ever spent before, which astute observers will note was the most money ever spent in the history of ever. They promise that next time, you know, with the midterms looming, they'll definitely get to that spending less money thing. For sure. No, really this time.
State accounting is just creative writing with extra steps.
So don't be fooled by the efficiency buzzword. It's government catnip. Sounds sexy, means nothing. Real efficiency would require slashing Medicare and Social Security, not bankrupting staff.
So what have we learned today, folks?
1. The government fixing inefficiency is like a compulsive gambler teaching a personal finance class while being paid in poker chips and blow.
2. The real problem isn't bloated payrolls. It's that Congress spends like they're getting a divorce and want to bankrupt their ex.
And 3. If the state ever claims it's saving you money, check your wallet because it's already gone. Either taxed or inflated away, like Chuck's main squeeze, in the garage with the air compressor.
Okay, Megan, we get it. That's it for today's Stupid State Story. Tune in next time when we'll explain why the IRS is basically just legalized mugging, but with worse customer service or something else.
Until then, don't forget who your real enemies are. Incentives to spend someone else's money.